Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Welcome, everyone. I am so excited to be talking to you today, and what a great day. We're almost there to the holidays. It's a kind of a countdown, and I invite you to my show, Kim Pagano Show, and there's lots that we're going to be talking about. A lot of people have asked me about the parenting, as I am a parent. Marcia, you're a parent.
I am.
And we have Betty, I'm going to try and get this right, Alkazian. Oh, I
Perfect.
Did good. All right. And she is actually, her business is Balanced Parenting, and she is a licensed marriage and family therapist and a parent coach. Where were you when I, you know, those days that sometimes you feel like, you know, why did I say that? Why did I, you know, I mean, we
you mean
do that every time.
That has stopped? You don't feel that way anymore? I still feel that way sometimes.
You know, yesterday when I met you, you know, it's funny, I picked all the kids up and they were going somewhere and one kid lost something and, you know, and I'm waiting and I had an appointment and I was like, hurry up and mom, he lost it and his mom's not home and he can't, and I'm like, okay, you know, it's out of my hands. And, you know, I think I have a little more patience. Maybe that's it. So, yeah, but I can't wait because a lot of, I get texts of things that people want to talk about. And so we're going to be talking about that. And so I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. If anybody has a parenting question or something that, you know, you just want to make sure, run it by somebody. That's something. I wish I had like a, you know, 411 parenting, right? So now we do. And I'm really excited. Betty, tell us a little bit about yourself and then we'll get and started. We've got a lot of great things that we're going to do. And remember, also, it's Tuesday, Trivia Tuesday. So we're going to be giving away, we've got Rob Blaze and Matt from Coffee News. They're going to be calling in with a trivia question. So definitely, Matt's on our board. He's going, great, here we go. But and also, I've got some passes to the soup plantation. And I'm telling you, that was the best mushroom soup I had yesterday. You didn't stay for it, but it was amazing.
Oh, that's my favorite salad.
It was. It had to be like a rainy day out because everybody had their nice, you know, all their veggies and their salad and then their soup. And I don't even want to say, but all the bread and muffins that you could possibly eat. I love it there. So definitely. So I've got some passes for that. So definitely write down our phone number at 805-639-0008. I want to let you know you can find us on Facebook at the Kim Pagano, at kimpaganoshow.com. Or that's my website, or on Facebook, Kim Pagano Show, Twitter, Kim Pagano Show. And if you have something that you want to say, just email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. With that, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks for having me here, first of all.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Very excited. I'm a mom of three daughters, and I, too, wish I had a parenting coach and had some struggles with my own daughter and really did research and became incredibly passionate and excited about the things I was learning and wanted to share. And
how old are your kids now?
My kids are 20, 16, and 11.
Oh, wow. So spread out.
Yes. I can't believe that I can say that I'm actually the mother of a 20-year-old. Where did the time go?
I know the feeling.
Hello. I have a 27-year-old. Did I just say that on air?
No.
But you know what? I love where they've all began, you know, come to. Marcia and I always talk about that. When you start to love the relationship that you have with all your children and how proud you are, and I always kind of like go, check, that one's done, check, that one's, you know, because that's what we hope to give our children wings to fly.
Well, you know the funny part about talking to people about your children is you know, they want to say, like, oh, like when I had twins and they were two, oh, they're in the terrible twos. And it really bugged me because I'm, you know, or they'd say, oh, better you than me or things like that. I mean, you know, yeah, you're right. Better me than you. Because I was very happy to have them.
Me too. And four. I have four, you know, two boys, two girls. And they'd be like, how do you do it? I don't know. And I'm making it happen.
Then they get to junior high age and people want to say, oh, God, that's just such a terrible age. And then they get to high school. Oh, well, teenagehood. I have adored every stage they've been at. I think it's been really exciting and fun. And if you look at it from that point of view, even when they act...
Feeling blessed that we have children.
Yeah.
And you know, and a lot of people take on their pets as parents. I mean, you know, of children. I mean, there's all different kinds of parenting, I really think. So
what and sometimes we have to parent our parents as well.
I think it's a full circle. You're absolutely right. So parenting is something that I really think that we needed to learn in school. It should have been, you know, just some practical things that you need to look at. But everything is learned. And so if we've seen our parents hit, a lot of parents hit. If we've seen our parents yell, a lot of parents yell. So talk to us a little bit about what kind of work do you mostly get?
Sometimes it's interesting that you make that point that what people see, they tend to do, but I also see the opposite.
Because people were hit,
they say, I will never hit my children. So people will work very hard to go opposite. And sometimes it comes around full circle and creates the same problem.
Yes.
And so there's often a middle point, a moderation place that people need to find. And that's really what I help a lot of people do.
Okay, so this may sound silly, but when I was a little kid, I had two older brothers and millions of cousins, and one of them hit me in the head with a machine gun, a play machine gun.
I hated guns.
From that moment on, I hated guns, and I still do not like guns, and I never let my children or my sons have guns as children. It hit me in the face because they became enamored with them. Not real guns.
Right.
But because they never got toy guns to play with, for a while, the pendulum swung, and they would make everything a toy gun.
Yes. I believe it's in their DNA.
Yeah.
A lot of kids, parents are anti-gun. They say, I'll never have a gun in the house, but a little boy will turn a pencil, a piece of paper, anything into a gun. It's really just
right. And as soon as I stopped fighting it and getting mad about it, then they didn't care anymore.
Exactly.
So that's a key right there. I bet you were going to be talking about that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited. If you are just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia. I'm here with Betty Alkazian. I'm so excited I could say that name now. And we're going to be talking about parent coaching, balanced parent coaching. That's her business. Also, we've got some other guests. You know, this is something really sad, but it's just definitely we need to know about 5 simple doctor recommendations for surviving the holiday heart attack season. Sometimes it's just, you were saying that when the weather changes, you know, our health starts to change. And so there's things that we definitely need to look at so that we can, you know, recognize it. Also, we've got Chef John Besh coming on. And he's going to give us some great recipes. He owns 9 restaurants and a PBS cooking show. And he's also an author of a lot of cookbooks. So we've got some definitely great recipes coming up for today. So definitely, I don't know if you're still going to parties and, you know, that last minute recipe or just something that you want to have for the holidays. I don't know. There's lots of great things out there. So definitely stay with us. We're going to be talking. I want to definitely welcome your phone calls at 805-639-0008. And we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show, receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I know we actually have a caller. Pam, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. You had a question?
I do, either for both of you. I have a friend who has a young daughter, and she has problems. She sleeps so deep that she cannot wake her up.
Ooh, that's scary, huh? I know, I have one son that's a little bit like that.
Had that problem with either of you, and what did you do about that?
You can't wake her up in the morning, or she can't wake up to go to the bathroom? What exactly?
She can't wake up in the morning.
And does she go to school?
Yes.
So what time does she go to bed at night?
Sometimes 10, sometimes 9.
Yeah, so maybe you need to start kind of changing her hours a little bit. And you know, another thing is, you know, I don't know if anybody else does this, but I wake up at 5:30. Okay, to come here, but then I do like a 15-minute wake up. By the time my clock gets to about 10 to 6, I'm up, out of bed. So maybe she needs to start really kind of, you know, waking her up, giving her 5 minutes, waking her up again, so that you start to train your brain.
And can I ask, how old is she?
13.
Yeah, that's old enough to start to train. You know, a lot of that is, I heard that a lot of children have that. Other than that, you need to just start training her, because subconsciously they don't want to hear their parents. Nope, not getting up, don't want to go to school, you know. And that's the age where you start to really...
Especially at 13.
Yeah.
But if you're concerned that it's abnormal and she's really sleeping deeper than you think is normal and healthy, I would definitely check with your doctor, pediatrician. But other than that, I would have an expectation that she would wake up.
Is this a change from when she was younger? Did she used to wake up easily and now she doesn't, or she's never woken up easy?
Oh, good question.
She's never woken up easy.
So this is just how she is. Right. I would say do what Kim said. Give, you know, take a half an hour and say by the half an hour you have to be out of bed. I know it's a pain in the rear end for you because you have to keep going in and waking her up. Mm-hmm. But eventually she'll have a clock, and maybe you can start with a clock and have hers where she actually has to turn it off.
Right.
And turn the volume up really high.
Yeah. So it's annoying. Okay. So she has to get out of bed to keep doing that. And then you tell her that this is your deadline. By this time, you need to, and start giving, you know, implementing responsibilities. Because I think that's really important.
And, it, you know, if she's late for school, eventually she'll get detention. So just let her get detention.
That's what we call natural and logical consequences.
Ooh, that's where I was really hard at. I know you were too, where we ran and gave them, like, you know, you forgot your lunch. Okay, you don't eat. No,
well,
I can't do that.
And my kids go to school 35 minutes from our house, so if they forget something, it's detrimental. And I have run, like, reports to school if they forgot to get it out of the printer. But I also let them get, because they'll eventually at our school get Saturday detentions. And believe me, it's a pain in the rear end to get up and have to be at school at 7:30 on a Saturday morning. So I just let them do it.
And I give my kids three times in a school year that I'll drive something to them. And then it's, yeah. That's it. They're
done. So you have boundaries. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, Pam, I think that's the biggest thing is give them, 10-minute increments, and by a certain time, that's their boundary. They have to get up. It's a responsibility that you're teaching them.
Right. And okay. Let her know how many times you're willing to come in, and after that, she's responsible to get herself up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. All right. Happy holidays. All right. So I know we have our first guest on the line. We have Dr. Deborah Braverman, and she's going to give us some simple doctor recommendations for surviving the holiday heart attack season, which is scary. This is the season that this happens. So Dr. Braverman, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. So this is actually the heart attack season?
It absolutely is. There's a definite increase in the rate of heart attacks during December and early January, and a real peak actually on Christmas and New Year's. And there's a number of reasons why that is. This is a very busy time for people. The holiday season has a lot of physical and psychological and emotional stressors. Just traveling and preparing your home and maybe cooking or shopping or dealing with relatives that you may or may not want to see, and kids home from school and all kinds of things going on. And those kind of stressors, if you're someone who has heart disease, can really precipitate actually a heart attack. The physical stressors would be things like maybe the shopping or cleaning the house or shoveling snow if you're in that part of the country and that's required, or just doing heavy lifting or some of the decorating with climbing on ladders and trees and all kinds of things can also precipitate an event as well.
I just was telling everybody here when we were talking about our interviews here, one of my son's friends, the father actually got up the ladder to decorate the Christmas tree or put the star on, and he didn't feel good. He thought he had indigestion, went to lay down or get something, and had a heart attack. So what are some of the signs that, the early warning signs that we can help people? So, is there something that you could do that could actually not, an early warning?
Sure. We're pretty well versed in the public awareness of the signs of a heart attack would possibly be crushing chest pain, maybe radiating down into the left arm. That's kind of classic what people think of when they think of heart disease. That doesn't really happen in many patients. In fact, most patients. There's other more subtle symptoms that could be a warning sign. So it may be chest pain, or it may not even be painful. It could just be a pressure or heaviness or even a little tightness in the chest. Or perhaps it feels like indigestion. Maybe it's up into the throat or the jaw or in the back between the shoulder blades. Sometimes people get short of breath or lots of palpitations. And even fatigue, which is actually the most common symptom of heart disease in women, it's not chest pain, it's actually fatigue. So what I tell people is that basically if you're feeling unwell in any way, if you're not feeling like your normal self, if you're feeling like something's not right, listen to that inner voice. You know your body pretty well. Don't just put it off because it's a busy time of year and you're going to wait till after the holidays. That's number one mistake. If you're not feeling well for whatever reason, you should go to your doctor and have these symptoms investigated, because they could be signs of something serious underlying, such as heart problems.
Now, here's a question. I don't know. I am one of those people that don't love going to the doctors, right? And I always think, they're going to go, it's just indigestion, or you just ate something. So is there ever a time that, do a lot of people go to the doctors for no reason? And, is that something that you recommend?
Well, I don't know if there's any data out there that talks about people going to the doctor, whether it's for a bona fide reason or not. I think that, we can't really diagnose ourselves just by virtue of how we feel or how we don't feel. Even physicians shouldn't be diagnosing themselves without having formal evaluation. Sometimes it's a certain test or blood work or something that will give data to help us understand why you feel a certain way. So I think physicians are more likely to want to see you and tell you everything's okay than not to see you until the cat's out of the bag and the problems have already escalated, and then it's much harder to manage the situation. So you're better off not necessarily running to the doctor every time you have an ache or pain, But when people have heart disease, they sense that there's something wrong, and they know there's a feeling where you can really recognize this is not my normal self. That's the time that you really want to get looked at, because if these symptoms are caught early, heart attacks can be prevented, and you know, major complications can be avoided. So it's definitely worth getting evaluated when you really don't feel well.
Well, I think part of the key is to go to the doctor when you're healthy, get yourself checked out once a year, so the doctor has a, you know, a line to start you at. When you go later and you don't feel well, they can compare it to something like your blood pressure, your blood workup, and all the stuff that you had done in the normal. And so when they do tests, they have something to compare it to. I think that's really important.
It is important. And also there's a lot of things that you can do in terms of lifestyle changes that can help prevent heart disease from developing altogether. And if you are connected to your physician, you could get good specific advice for you. I mean, of course, things like, you know, proper exercise regimen, proper dietary regimen, not smoking, all of these things are critically important to help people avoid developing heart disease, or if they have heart disease, to slow the progression or even halt the progression of disease and avoid serious complications.
You know, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia. We've got Betty Alkazian on. She is our parent coaching, and also we're talking right now to Dr. Braverman about holiday heart attack season, how to prevent it. And I know some of the things that you talk about here are beware of fatty foods and large portions. You know, I know it's such a time where you know, maybe you're going to three parties in one night. Monitor what you're eating. Don't just eat every single thing. The other thing is exercise, right? You talk about at least 30 minutes of exercising after or, you know, daily, right?
Absolutely, at least 30 minutes. It could even be 30 to 60 minutes. There's really no maximum amount of exercise a person should have. The whole idea with exercise is the regularity. If you do it once in a blue moon, it's not going to afford you any benefit.
Mm.
And in fact, you can get injured. But if you do it regularly, I always tell my patients there's no such reason for a day off from blood flow. So, you know, blood flow is what your body requires and craves, all your vital organs, including your heart, in order for these organs to function normally and in order for you to maximize your health. So you really have to exercise every day as much as possible if you can. You know, some people have crazy schedules, but even with the craziest of schedules, you have to make this a priority, because getting that blood to flow is what's going to keep your circulatory system healthy. And there's really no substitute for that. So this is critically important.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And now where can my listeners go to get more information?
Well, there's a wonderful website called EECP.com, which talks about heart disease and issues of heart disease, but also talks about a non-invasive treatment for heart disease, where we're able to treat heart disease without surgery, without needles, without drugs, and give patients significant improvements in their symptoms and quality of life and mobility. It's a wonderful website that I think your listeners will find fascinating, EECP.com.
And what does that stand for?
That stands for Enhanced External Counterpulsation, which mm-hmm. is the name of this non-invasive treatment I'm referring to.
Very interesting. Well, good. All right. Well, thank you so much. I actually would love to have you back and talk a little bit more. It's something that we all need to know about. And it's something that is, you know, happens to our to so many people we know.
It's also the largest killer of women. Breast cancer is not. It's
right.
Heart disease.
That's right. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Braverman. I appreciate you being on our show.
Thank you for having me. Happy holidays and safe holidays.
You got it. You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. For anybody who's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We were just talking to Dr. Deborah Braverman in regards to five simple doctor recommendations for surviving the holiday heart attack season. And that's something definitely we need to know about. So let's get us started on parenting coaching. Tell us, what do you find the most, that people come to you the most for? Do you have a lot of men as well as women?
I do, but more than likely the women are dragging the men
into
my office.
Okay.
But it's ideal to me when I have both mom and dad in the room, especially when we're talking about the kids and how to parent them, because when mom and dad are on the same page and they both hear from me what the best practices, the best tools might be. then it's not mom interpreting to dad. They both hear and they can both ask questions and hopefully both apply it together.
Okay, great. Now, you know, tell everybody where your office is and everything so that they can get in touch with you. So, and I know that you brought something to give away today, too. Also, we've got Tuesday Trivia. We've got Rob on our line, and we're going to take a couple minutes, and we're going to do our trivia. But what is it that you do and how you can help everybody?
I have a private practice in Thousand Oaks, and my website is balancedparenting.com, and you can contact me through there. I also have a Facebook page called Balanced Parenting.
Okay. And what is your phone number?
805-230-2464.
Okay. And what did you bring for us today for my listeners?
I brought, I guess you're giving away, a 1 hour free parent coaching session with me.
Ooh.
And included in that is a copy of my book, Parenting Backwards.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll take caller number 3 right now. We'll start off our giveaway because I love to do giveaways all through December to give back to all my listeners and all my, you know, sponsors and all my friends out there. So what are they dragging them in for, the husbands and what, you know, what are they coming in? What's the biggest problem and what's the most common problem?
Wow. I get the most phone calls from parents of 3.5-year-olds. Developmentally, it is a really difficult time. But really more overall across all the age groups, it's more about setting limits, how to do it, how to be consistent with it. Very often the parents don't agree. And, you know, mom and dad come from different families. They were raised differently. And so they have a different idea of how they want to raise their children.
That's a really great point right there. Is that's something that I talk about a lot is, you know, my husband was learned from his mom a certain way. I was learned from my family a certain way. And now you come in and my way's better, your way's better. You start to develop your own way. And so what do you recommend?
I very often am the mediator. And I explain why I think one way is better than another way and the long-term effects. I'm very focused on what are we teaching our kids today and how will it help them when they're 25, 35 years old.
I think also one of the biggest problems is that there's usually one parent that's with the kids a little bit more than the other, or maybe a lot more than the other, and the one parent has a certain style. Then the second parent, who's not at home a lot, comes in and tries to impose what they think, and the children are confused. And most bad behavior is confusion more than anything else, that they just don't know where to, you know, who to answer to.
I actually don't agree. I think that kids aren't confused. They know what they can get away with whom.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
They play them against each
other. So they're much more cunning than I give them credit for.
They're incredibly resilient, first of all, because we're going to make tons of mistakes, and they turn out okay anyway. They can get away with dad. It's kind of like when their two parents are speaking different languages, kids very automatically know which language to speak to whom. And so the same thing is true with parenting styles.
Well, we always had my husband and I had a pact, because my husband worked a lot, and then I worked, but then I ended up staying home with the kids a little later. And we made a pact that if one of us said no, the answer was no. It didn't matter which one or why. And we didn't have to justify it to each other. So if one of us said no, it was no.
And the truth is that mom and dad have to really communicate with each other.
They need to be on the same page.
They need
correct?
To be on the same page. Even if they're not, though, they need to be communicating so that the kids can't play one off the other and say, well, mom said yes.
Well, and we had a thing. If we found out that the other parent had said no, then there was ramifications for the whole thing. So if you answer,
wait, you mean your husband was in trouble?
No, the kids were.
Oh, okay.
So if the kids got a no from one and then
right.
went and asked the other parent,
playing each other against, yeah.
Then, the restriction lasted a lot longer, or they got on restriction.
Right. You know, it's funny. I think as my kids get older now, they'll do that. You know, I'll say no to one, and then my husband will go, you already said yes. No, I didn't. Now for sure they're not doing it.
And I am a big believer that there should be strong ramifications for that and consequences, because that's an example of deception. And
right.
we don't want to let our kids get away with deception or be dishonest with us.
Wow.
And how do you teach your kids? I remember my kids, as they were younger, one of the hardest things was the outside influence of friends. And if we had made rules in the house, and then a friend came over and, you know, oh, no. And I know this sounds really simple and stupid, but, one of my kids' friends would always say, oh, they'll never find out. meaning your parents won't find out. And I, you know, had to make sure the kids knew that
I will
it
always
doesn't
find
matter.
Out. It always comes out in the wash.
No,
you know?
Well, it doesn't even matter. No, you know, if we have a rule in the house, they have to follow that rule regardless of who comes over.
Yes.
And regardless of what they say. And, you know, that there's a problem with that.
Yes, and the parenting philosophy that I teach is more about teaching our kids to do the right thing for the sake of doing the right thing, not
right.
because they're afraid of getting caught.
Right.
And that has longer term, you know,
effects
and benefits, because when they're 16 and 18 and they're not around us and we can't control their behavior all the time, we still want them to be making good choices.
That's right. And believe me, once your kid has a car and they're off on their own.
Right. I love where this is going. I can't wait. I know that we've got a couple people that wanted to know about, you know, the holidays right now. It's a really stressful time as far as parenting. I know also we have Rob on our line from Coffee News, and it is actually a Tuesday, Trivia Tuesday. Rob, are you there?
Yes, Kim. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, great.
Good. Are you listening to our parenting tips?
Yes. Good stuff in there. You know, I've got kids of my own, and, you know, it's always a challenge, and you know, definitely good stuff, good tips to think about and implement.
Okay. So what do you have for us? Rob is and Matt have Coffee News. They have Camarillo and Moore Park and also Ventura, and definitely want to pick up your Coffee News. And so what's our trivia question for today?
Okay. So the question for today, we're going to ask in just a second, the prize will be, once again, we have a gift card for Swirl Frozen Yogurt and Coffee.
Ooh, yummy. Okay.
It's located in Camarillo. It's off of the freeway where you see the sports field.
Yep.
Tucked away in the village commons. And it's a, you know, really good place. You can pick up some frozen yogurt and coffee, drinks of all kinds. You know, this time of year, the coffee may be a little more appropriate, but
I don't know.
Lovers,
we still have that
yogurt
sweet
lovers,
too.
They, you know, any time of the year, especially in California, is a good time. So that's the prize for today, $15 of yogurt at Swirl. And the question for today, this time of year, you know, a lot of people, this is a little hint that I'm going to preface the question with, you know, a lot of people get colds, and this is sometimes a good thing to take for colds. But the question is, what is the common name for ascorbic acid?
Okay, there you go. I think that's a good question. Actually, I actually tell my kids anytime they're not feeling good that they want to take this. So our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And what we're going to do is I've also got some other gifts to give away. So definitely get your name in. Matt's got our phone lines lighting up right now. All right. Can you just tell that question one more time?
Okay. Your question for today, the Tuesday trivia question from Coffee News, is what is the common name for ascorbic acid?
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Rob, and you have a great week.
Yeah, thank you, Kim.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, I think, do we have a winner?
For which?
Matt? Okay, wait.
For which thing are we winning? The trivia or the...
The trivia, right?
Okay.
We've got a... Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Robbie in Camarillo.
Hi, Robbie. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Do you have an answer for me?
I do.
And what is it?
It's called vitamin C.
That is very correct, and you are a winner.
My wife would say vitamin C.
Vitamin C. There you go. I love it. And so where are you calling from?
Camarillo.
In Camarillo. Very good. All right. And... thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
All right. And you, thank you so much. All right. All right. Perfect. So congratulations to Robbie, and Matt will get all your information. Okay. So, Betty, where are we going with this? So it's the holidays. You know, moms and dads are out there trying to either shop for their presents, and they don't know what to get their kids, or maybe, you know, when they're young, where do they leave their kids? Their kids are crying. It's stressing. Any tips for that?
Oh, my gosh. There are so many things. We have to get really resourceful this time of year and plan ahead. I think that's really important. Make sure that you know when you're going to do your holiday shopping. Have a list in front of you so you can be as efficient as possible. If you want to trade off time with a friend and watch each other's kids.
Oh,
when
good
you go
idea.
Shopping.
There you go.
Yeah, somebody told me one time, you know, my kids, they said they act up all the time in stores. And I said to them, well, what do you expect? All they see is people's knees. You know, when you have a kid in strollers, they're not looking at people's faces. They're looking at your knees and the bottom of, you know, a hem of a dress or whatever that's in a rack. It's not interesting for them. So try to find something else for them to do.
I think it's a great date night, actually, for moms and dads
mm-hmm.
to go.
And especially since stores are open really late now.
Exactly.
There you go. That's a great idea. So, and now what if you don't have anybody that can take care of your kids?
Well,
then what?
Then I say go early.
So go within their time frame, right?
Yes. Plan around nap times. Go when the kids are happy. Be really resourceful. Bring lots of toys, snacks, things like that to keep them occupied. And, again, be as efficient as possible. So if there's one store where you can get many gifts, have your list.
Online. Do it at home.
Yes.
There you go. That's a great tip right there.
And how do we not overwhelm our children with gifts? I think sometimes we over-gift our kids, and they're overwhelmed by things. And then our expectations of how they're supposed to react when they get a gift and their expectations. And my biggest problem growing up, the kids growing up, although it's not really a problem as much now, is I would buy them presents. Then my mother-in-law would buy them presents. Then my mother bought them presents. And by the time Christmas was over, we would have, like, such a surplus of presents. I'd put half of the stuff away and then give it out during the year.
Yes, I think that's actually not a bad idea at all. To hold back some of the things, I think parents should hold back buying certain things.
Right.
I know we would go to friends' houses and my kid would play with this great toy and she was totally in love with it, and I would think, oh, she can't live without it, and so I would run out and go buy that toy for her. And the truth is, it's special when it's at someone else's house. Hold back. And as kids get older, don't fulfill their every wish, their every whim, their every dream. Get them a few great things that you know that they would like, and then let them either earn the money or wait. That delayed gratification is an incredible lesson for our kids.
I know this sounds funny. My kids all have cell phones for necessity purposes, but my husband has, like, drawn the line in the sand. He will not buy them smartphones, even though they have other things. They have computers and iPads or whatever, but he won't buy them smartphones because he said, you need to earn that. It's a monthly fee you have to have.
Well, that's interesting.
And if you can earn it yourself, you can have it, but you're going to pay it monthly. But for us to be doling out money, more money every month just because you want to look good with your friends, sorry.
And I think that's great. The whole point is for kids to appreciate what they have. And if they're paying for it themselves, they're certainly going to have a different level of appreciation.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, if for anybody who's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Betty. I'm going to say it again. Alkazian.
Great job.
Okay. And she is our parent coaching. And so we're talking about right now, you know, our kids are so blessed out here, and we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. And that's, I think that's the biggest thing. So what I do want to, I have another giveaway. I have complimentary meal passes, two of them to Soup Plantation in Camarillo, and really one of my favorite places right now. We had lunch there yesterday.
This is my daughter's favorite restaurant, and if she was up, I swear she would call it.
I'm telling you, it is like the best family restaurant, and they really have a great food there. So I'm going to take caller number 3, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. I'd love you to go and have lunch there. All right.
Best clam chowder in the world.
Best mushroom soup. Have you ever had their mushroom? I don't know if you like mushroom, but
oh
my gosh.
I love their blueberry muffin.
Okay, see, we all have favorites. There you go. So
I like their Caesar salad.
And you know what?
They
are so nice there. They are so willing to help you. So I'm really excited to be a part of that and to offer that out. With that, so what tips can you offer?
For
parents,
parents for holidays, stresses, that kind of thing.
Okay, how do we know when we're doing too much for our kids?
There you go. That's a great one.
I love this question. I really believe parents have a gut instinct when they're doing too much. we start to feel resentful, we start to feel angry, and when that happens, I always tell parents, it's because a boundary has been violated. Something has gone too far, and we need to push back and say, you know what, you're pushing me too far, or this is not okay.
And if you feel so overwhelmed, you know, some of the kids can really work you. You know, I got a couple of those kids that just keep working you. And you feel like, God, I'm a crappy mom. That feeling, right? And then you have to say, time out. Time out. Okay, I'm not going to feel this way. I know I am a good parent. I know I do good. And so you have to not accept that, correct?
I tell my kids, no ambushes. Don't come at me with all sorts of requests and you know, questions of can we go here, can we do this, can so and so come over. I just say whoa, I need a minute, I need to talk, back off.
And sometimes I think around the holidays, because your kids get out of school, then their schedule is not a regular schedule like it would be if they were in school. Your schedule is not regular, you're trying to get things done, they're trying to get things done, and there is a lot of anger that builds up. I remember last week my kids, I cook every night for my kids, for my family, and we have another kid that lives with us too. So there's six of us, and I cook every night. And nobody told me they weren't coming to dinner. So I have dinner for six, and it's my daughter and I. Even my husband didn't call me and tell me he wasn't going to be there. He kind of was working on a project at work and then just didn't think about it. And I said, I got to tell you, for the next 2 weeks, if you don't call me by 3:30, you're not getting dinner because I've got other things to do. So I could take my daughter out to dinner, and it would be a lot easier than making dinner for six and nobody showing up.
Well, as we're leading into that, we actually have our next guest on, and we have Chef John Besh, and he's going to be talking to us about dinner and about some holiday recipes. So I think that's what, you know.
Cooking should be fun. It shouldn't be a chore.
Exactly.
And so when it becomes a chore because people are inconsiderate, then you want to go back to having fun doing it.
There you go. That's it. So, you know, are you ready for this, John?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm
welcome to
the ring with boxing gloves on.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Well, welcome. And, you know, John, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, most people know me as the television host, an author. I've got eight restaurants in the New Orleans area. But I'm father of four and husband to one wife, and I feel your pain as you're talking about cooking and nobody showing up. And I think one thing that I'm really discovering more than anything is that how few people actually cook in their home anymore. And that's why that's what really led me to this to my new cookbook, My Family Table: A Passionate Plea for Home Cooking, is exactly what I'm preaching, what you're already doing out there.
You know what? I didn't catch on. I just went to your restaurant, August.
Oh,
When I was in New Orleans. It's a beautiful restaurant.
Oh, there you go.
Super.
And so she suggested, we go to New Orleans every year, and she suggested us going there, and it was very interesting. It was really great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and what we do there is just focus on everything local and create great food from that. And, you know, for so many years, I've been focused on just creating ultra-refined food for my restaurants and focused on my client, not on my family.
Right.
And one day I questioned my wife, well, what are you feeding the boys on such and such a day, you know? And I might have said it, and I didn't mean for it to come across as demeaning, but she quickly turned it on me and said, look, Mr. Fancy Pants Chef, if you cared half as much about what we're eating as what you do, you know, as your clients in the restaurant,
ooh,
you would be much better off.
Right.
And that is truly the genesis behind the book of creating this, is that, you know what, none of us have time. And you made a great point earlier about the inconsiderate husband, God bless his soul, that people just not, you know, that it does take a little bit of effort. And it takes a lot of work, and oftentimes we don't have that kind of time. And we don't feel empowered to get in the kitchen because it's too easy to go to the fast food outlet or buy some pre-prepared this or that. And I think that's the way bulk of the country is really looking at food and the family table in particular. And, you know, I work, Kim, with inner city kids to the kids in the fancy schools in the suburbs, and universally speaking, we've forgotten how to even, or they've never been taught.
How to even, exactly.
Eat with utensils, because everything's out of a bag. Everything's fried. Everything is made into these cute little designs just so you can pick them up with your grubby little fingers and eat them. And that's how far we've come in just a short amount of time.
Wow.
I wouldn't be a chef today if I wasn't raised on great food at my family table.
Wow.
And my kids are always telling me if they go to somebody else's house, Mom, God, you actually cook. Nobody else's mom cooks.
Yeah, my kids the same. A lot of people don't sit down for dinner
anymore.
Well,
and set the table.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I make the kids set the table. Sometimes my son says, "We don't use the spoon. Why do I have to put the spoon down?" Because I don't want to get up and get it the moment
right.
you decide that you want a spoon. You know.
Right.
You
right,
set
right.
the table like you should eat, and if you don't use it, big deal.
There you go. If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we are talking. To our chef, John Bash, and your new book is A Passionate Plea for Home Cooking?
Yep, My Family Table, A Passionate Plea for Home Cooking.
I
my
love that.
My Family Table is really all about, begins truthfully with the Sunday supper, I'd like to say, is the most epic of chapters.
You know, and that's something that we do pretty much every Sunday. We invite all of our kids. I've got four, and some are, one of my daughters already out of the house. But we invite everybody that can eat over,
right.
I mean, all
over.
Of my kids, my parents,
Right, pull up a seat and,
yep.
and gather around the table.
And if you can't do it Sunday, do it a different night.
So I know everybody's waiting for your incredible recipes. So what are you going to share with us?
Well, here's the deal with even just back to that Sunday supper. It's all about if I can take that and whatever's left over, I'll parlay that into a couple of meals that Jennifer can reheat for the boys
to
put together simply. Throughout the week, we call those our school night suppers. And so even if we are eating on the run, I want to give them something homemade that they can take with them. And, this time of year, we're talking about the holidays. And whether it's the holidays or we can take this all the way to Super Bowl coming up, people gather around. What's the focus? The focus is food.
No question.
Food brings people together. And that's why I love to kick off any gathering like this with a great soup. In this case, I've been working on this. I wish you could smell this. My gosh, it smells good. But a little sausage and crab soup.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Ladled over some white jasmine rice, and I'm just going to spice it up with a couple dashes of Tabasco. I don't know if you can smell it.
I'm starting to.
A little bit through the radio.
There you go.
It's about elevating food, not masking food, but on my family table, I grew up with salt, pepper, and a small bottle of Tabasco.
Oh.
Even in my years in the Marine Corps, I can't tell you how many times that little bottle of Tabasco that came in the MRE kit saved a couple of meals. And then I like thinking about people come in from the cold. They have this warm soup that they can immediately jump into. And I'll also have in that soup I can make in advance. And so I can make it when I have time. I can reheat it just before guests get there. And, again, it's taking the burden off of preparing this arduous meal.
I think soups are a lot easier than people think they are.
Right. No, totally. And they're perfect fill-in for a great meal on a school night or when you don't have that time.
Yeah, Wednesday night is soup night at our house. It truly is.
We'll still have soup nights. I love it.
Well, it's great because it's midweek. You can get something light on the middle of the week. You don't have as much heavy food. And then you can eat it through the rest of the week. And Thursday and Friday at our house tends to be the nights that people can't be there for sports
or whatever.
Yeah. So.
No, we only have it if it's cold or cloudy or raining, soups. That's just like something that we have at our house. So my kids are like, Mom, did you make soup? Oh, good. Yeah. So what I'm looking at is your roasted pear salad with Tabasco, pepper, jelly, vinaigrette.
Well, I love pepper jelly, and I think it's just the real southern thing.
No, I love it, too.
I'll take pepper jelly, and I'll use it in all sorts of different guises. But one is where I'll just take it, spit it into a big mixing bowl, whisk in a little bit of vinegar. It could be any vinegar, but I love, a good sherry vinegar or even apple cider vinegar is awesome. And you whisk it so that the pepper jelly actually just dissolves. A touch of just a little dash of salt, a little bit of olive oil, and you've got this sweet, spicy...
it sounds amazing.
Sweet and sour that really works with the roasted pears, toasted pecans or walnuts, and some, from your neck of the woods, that Point Reyes cheese. Break up some blue cheese, sprinkle it onto the salad. And with the pepper jelly, oh, my gosh, it's so luscious and good. and even my children will eat this blue cheese.
Hmm. Amazing, amazing. Yeah. Okay, so what tip can you... I want you to come back on because I'm so hungry right now. I have to have these chefs live a little closer here, I tell you. But what is the tip that you can help us all with for the holidays? What's the biggest thing that you think that...
For the holidays, it comes down to planning. It's just prepare a little buffet so that you don't have to pull out the fancy china to have a good meal. And that you do a few things in advance. I've got some boiled shrimp that I did earlier. I'm going to toss it with some pickled vegetables just before my guests arrive. And it makes a beautiful centerpiece, and it tastes great. I've got a crab meat stuffed avocado. I made the crab salad in advance, the day in advance. Just before the guests arrive, I slice the avocados in half, and then just ladle the salad right on top. And you just eat it right out of the avocado skin. Mm. It is heaven.
Okay, my mouth is watering. I mean,
and I see your crown roast of pork with dirty rice. Oh, my God.
I know. Okay, so what's the name of your book? Where do we get it?
My book is My Family Table.
My Family Table.
Passionate Plea for Home Cooking is the subtitle. And it can be bought anywhere that your favorite cookbooks are bought, online or at your local bookstore. I love supporting the independent booksellers.
Definitely.
Across the country.
Definitely.
And then I've got a lot of great holiday entertaining tips at Tabasco.com. You may want to go there. And I appreciate them allowing me this opportunity to spread my message of families eating together.
I love it. That's really a message that I've always believed in, and I think it's so important that we keep that unity of our family. So you can always know what your kids are doing and to have that time to talk with them. So with that, John, thank you so much. I'd love to have you back, and I want one of your books, so I love it.
Well, y'all take good care and have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you so much. All right, we were just talking to John Besh, and his book is My Family Table, A Passionate Plea for Home Cooking. All right. Gosh, it's almost over. This is just, it goes by so fast. So, and I know we had another winner, Matt. Who was it? We didn't get them on our line. I want you guys to talk so I can know who you are out there.
Our winner was Yvonne Hudako.
All right. Congratulations, Yvonne. All right. So you will have two tickets to the Soup Plantation. All right. So I know that we had a couple callers, but I know I wanted to give away your hour. And I know a lot of people sometimes they think, I don't need that, or they're embarrassed to come, and they think they're a bad parent. But that's not what it's all about, because it's all about positive parenting and feeling good about what you do every day. So where do everybody get in touch with you?
On my website, on my Facebook page, Balanced Parenting. The website's balancedparenting.com. Or they're welcome to just call my office, 805-230-2464.
I also think that they think that if they call in, they're going to admit they're a bad parent. That's, so I think they're a little intimidated by that.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so I'm going to give out my email, because I know that, some people, because we have a Dr. Stephen Trudeau. Sometimes a lot of people, I get a lot of emails later that people want it, but they didn't want to call in. You're absolutely right. That does not mean that. I think that the biggest thing in life is when you go and you find different experts that help you in every area.
And the truth is, I tend to work with some of the best parents.
Right.
They just want to be better.
Yeah, you have to be a good parent to want help.
That's an excellent point. So what I'll do is I'll open up our lines for the last couple minutes. If anybody feels brave enough that feels like they want some just extra help, at 805-639-0008. That's an hour of positive parenting with Betty. Also, you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Also, if there's anything else that you would like to talk about or that maybe you're not hearing here, I'd love to get them in for you. So definitely. Also, I want to remind you that for any reason you missed any part of our show, you can always listen again from 1 to 2, and it will replay what we just talked about, which, God, great food, great parenting, health, it's just, it's all about adding value every day in every way. And so I thank you so much for being on. I can't wait. I hope you can keep coming back being a part of our show. Marcia, thank you so much.
Thank you. And I won't be here before the holiday, so have a good holiday.
There you go. All right. Matt, thank you so much on the board. And, of course, I end all of my shows, which actually we got a couple minutes, don't we? I don't need to end it so quickly, but I do want to say, I always end our shows with a mommy moment, and today's is a good name will shine forever. And, you know, I think that that's something that, you know, do you remember, like, your parents? What's the one thing that stands out that your parents made a difference with you?
Oh, my goodness. How do you possibly narrow that down to one? I'm very blessed. My parents are great. And
I'd have to say holding me accountable.
See, holding you accountable.
My mom was blunter than blunt, and maybe that's where I get it from, but she would tell me if I stepped over the bounds.
Ooh, there you go.
And, you know, it takes love to tell somebody that they need to
help or they need to
come back.
There you go, yeah. And I think for me is my parents are always there no matter what. And I think that's one thing that I wanted to send up from my message to my children, that good, bad, or indifferent, I'm always behind you. And I think a lot of kids think their parents are going to be upset with them or they don't feel good about who they are. But it's all about loving them unconditionally.
I think you need to love them and hold them accountable.
No question, believe me.
So,
yeah.
And that is both, I think it's the same thing.
Right, and you know, you were talking before is my kids, I always tell them to have integrity. And integrity means
right.
To our family is when I'm not there and nobody's looking, make sure you're doing the right thing.
Yes.
That's right.
And so because as you get older, you know, you have that should I do this, should I not? And then we'll call each other out on it. So now they're calling me out on stuff that they think, oh, Mom, you know. And I like that because that means I've taught them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I tell parents, make a list of your most closely held values,
mm-hmm.
the things that are most important to you. It might be responsibility, independence, those kinds of things. And
honesty.
Teach them daily.
There you go. All right. Well, gosh, you know, are you done with all your shopping?
No, I'm going out today.
Okay. Marsh?
No.
I know we've been struggling. You know, I think that just means that we have enough. And with that, I think we just need to be blessed with all the stuff that we already have and maybe just take time to go and be with your kids. I know, are you guys still going to go to Disneyland?
We were supposed to go today, but it's been changed. Yes,
yeah.
We are, sometime
yeah.
in the next.
So go do an activity, you know. That was one of the things that we did when we were in Florida. And that's some of the stuff that just spend time with your kids.
That's right.
You can't find a present. That's it. Be with them in the present. So
beautiful.
With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And you have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.